Picture it. It's the year 1933. The leader of the National Socialist German Workers, Nazi Party, just came into power as Chancellor of Germany, Adolf Hitler. He managed to cheat the system and give himself extreme dictatorial powers. The SS, Schutzstaffel, or Protective Squad in English, was Hitler's own personal protection force, along with the Gestapo, who Hitler just gave the right to arrest anyone and everyone if they did not obey Hitler, or for anything at all, really. Since this police structure was put into place, anyone who opposed the Nazi Party was arrested and sent to Dachau concentration camp, where they would be killed, worked to death, and starved. By the end of 1934, Hitler specifically targeted the Jews. He claimed the Jews were evil, corrupt, strange, inhuman, and cowardly. The Nazis isolated the Jews from society, and this was the reality. Monument Odessa was created by artist Christian Boltanski in the United States. He used wires, dim electric lights, black and white photographs, and black wooden frames to create this piece. Boltanski was born in Paris, France, 1944, 1 year before the Holocaust and World War II ended. He's familiar with many forms of art, such as sculpting, photography, painting, and film. Whenever people would come to see his artwork, he would fill the room with old, worn clothing to create the sense of tragedy and mourning to emphasize the effect of his artwork. Monument Odessa specifically shows the themes of loss and death perceived through the prism of memory. The piece is especially powerful to me after my trip to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. The piece shows tragedy and horror, but you don't feel how intense that feeling can be until you get to recreate and experience that moment in history. Your view on the event completely changes. So when one simply takes a glance at this art, the initial reaction of the piece is seen as being creepy, with blurred and unfamiliar faces. But once you look deeper, you see the true emotion shown within their facial expressions. The dim lights all around the photo exaggerate the darkness that is portrayed through memories of the event. The child in the middle of the piece looks especially blurred compared to the others. I personally perceived this, that this quite possibly meant that the child is still unknown, still forgotten, still one of the missing million that was never identified. But if you look to the right, you may see a familiar face, Anne Frank. She became very well known after the Holocaust ended because of the diary she kept. I believe that Anne is on the outside because she was remembered. Of course, everybody who died was remembered, but Anne was well known. I believe that the kids around the center are the kids that were well known. But the kids also around the center become more sorrowful if you view from right to left. It's a gradient of sadness. Yet the child in the middle still remains smiling. I believe that this feature is how the memories were remembered. Very few memories ended in happiness. Remembrance, something only few people get in their life. And Monument Odessa truly is a piece of remembrance.